20 years ago, the federal government gave the state $44 million to manage Kaho'olawe. Now, that fund is down to $400,000. The Kaho'olawe Island Reserve Commission, or KIRC, had hoped to get at least $3 million in state funding to sustain operations for the next fiscal year, but lawmakers approved only $1 million in the last legislative session. The KIRC now plans to lay off at least two of its 18 staff members, reduce several others to part-time, and cut remaining salaries by 5%. Administrators are also looking to close the Kaho'olawe base camp for 2 weeks every month to save on energy costs. Staff members have started an internet GoFundMe campaign. The goal is to raise $100,000 to continue volunteer and restoration programs through the summer. Kaho'olawe was used by the Navy as a bombing range during World War II and for decades afterward. Military use stopped after members of the Protect Kaho'olawe Ohana began occupying the island in 1976. Under state law, it is to be eventually turned over to a Native Hawaiian sovereign entity recognized by state and federal governments. From the Maui News, this is Eileen Chow for Hawaii Public Radio.